Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Joe, we did some digging during the break there, and we actually found some footage of when they traded Miguel Cabrera. We found some of the footage of you protesting outside. That was Hard Rock Stadium or Marlins Stadium at the time.
He's a bat! Bring him back! He's a bat! Bring him back! He's a bat! Bring him back! He's a bat! Bring him back!
That is.
He's a bat!
So,
yeah,
there you go. You know, it's funny. Miguel Cabrera did have he was skinny. You know, when we first got him at 16, 17, 18, 19, but
yeah, it didn't go well, huh?
He started making more money and eating at better restaurants or something, but it never affected the guy. That guy could get up. I always said, you know, he could come right out of rehab and get you three hits to take the whole never see a bat for like 5 months and go 3-for-4. Guy was just.
Somebody texted in the Marlins could win a World Series before the Dolphins win a Super Bowl again.
Well, that's possible.
It actually is. As sick as that sounds.
That is possible if.
I mean, they got two.
One thing about baseball, you get the minor league thing like Jeez. They did, by the way. You know, we were just talking back there, back when they drafted well. And they did. Whoever was doing it in the day. Whether it was Dave Dombrowski or they really found some great, great starting pitchers, got Cabrera. Speaking of draft picks, it worked, and then brought in a bunch of free agents, and that team got real good, real fast, right? And now they didn't keep it because they go, "Well, it was great, but we didn't make any money. Won a championship, but we're still losing a lot of money. We got to cut it back." And so they went back to the thing, but. They had some great players on those teams. We're just laughing in there about some of the guys that they had that were either drafted and developed with the Marlins or some of the free agents that they brought in that were really good.
Texter says from the 561, Wood, you may want to brace Harold for this season if he thinks Sandy Alcantara is retiring a Marlin. I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I want to sell him. Alcantara is being moved as soon as he shows he's healthy and dominant.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that a few times.
You think though,
Sandy Alcantara
trigger there?
Sandy Alcantara
got some prospects, right?
Sandy, what do you think we're going to get? We're going to go
prospects.
Out,
we love prospects.
We get a guy that's just coming up that looks like he's got a chance that we like, or they'll go to the minor league system and look to get somebody's top prospects. Yeah, you don't think Sandy Alcantara knows that? Like right now, Sandy Alcantara is the front piece for this team, right? But if Sandy Alcantara starts off and is pitching great, he'll never see a full season with this team. That guy pitches anything close to before he hurt his arm, and he will be long gone. And we will get some prospects. We'll get some hopefully young, talented guys. Hey, man, we got a lot of other stuff here going on. I don't know how we got sidetracked on to that, but we do have a lot of other good stuff going on here to get to. Well, I should say good stuff. You hope it's good stuff. Last night we found out the ratings, Super Bowl ratings. I was shocked. I thought a lot of people turned that game off in the second half. And
does that account for that, by the way? Or is that just like the biggest number they had? Because the number had to have gone down in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. But the problem is it also was up to $135 million. So, yeah.
What the hell else are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday if you're not watching?
I guess
game?
If you're in, you go, well, did you place any bets on this one, honey? Here we go. But, yeah.
You think the gambling brings the more casual fan in? I mean, I guess, right? But everyone watched the Super Bowl regardless, I would think, for the most part.
Yes. Well, I think there's a lot of other stuff. The commercials keep people around.
Taylor Swift?
I don't know if she... I don't know. So, I don't understand if you're a big Swiftie. Is that what they call them, Swifties?
You know that.
Okay. So, if you're a big fan like, Mom, I think they're going to... Hopefully, he catches a football so we can see a shot of her. By the way, man, people booing her at the friggin' game. Yesterday, after the Super Bowl, it's always interesting to see the stories of where everybody's going, and Taylor Swift was a story. The NFL officiating still got time because now Kansas City's going, well, now you guys, now you see what it's like when the other team gets some calls. That's not why you lost the game. You got your ass kicked, had nothing to do with officiating. And honestly, I don't know about anybody else. I'm a little burned out on the NFL officiating, like blaming them for whether your team wins or loses. It's just real lazy viewing on my part to think. I mean, these people are the best, especially in these playoff games. They're the best we have. Not that they're perfect. They're not. Could they use technology more? Of course they could. And do it that way. And then I got to get into this.
But that game, I will tell you, set up to be a disaster for the refs. If that game was close, because then people start going back and look at some of those early
calls. There you go, man. You can't help yourself.
You have to admit the early calls were rough.
On both.
The personal foul, the pass interference.
Yeah, but if we're to do that, then Kansas City's fans might have like...
I'm not saying it was favored towards one side or another. Actually, the calls were equally bad. But that's still, like, those calls were shaky.
I don't know. I know right off the bat. I know the offensive pass interference on the 4th-and-2 down the sideline to A.J. Brown and, you know, and Philly fans, I'm sure, and fans at gambling and all that. There they go right away. And Tom Brady did a good job of going, man, I wouldn't have called it. And they go to the official that's doing the game with them, and they're in contact with the NFL right away, which – honestly, nobody's talked about that. That was really cool. Like, they would go to the guy, and he'd say what he thought, and then he'd go, oh, okay, league just said he had his hand in the guy's face pushing off in his helmet, and that's why they called it. So you can disagree with it. It's not that you change your mind, but they were doing that. The other thing I thought was really interesting, did you see all the vicious articles? Well, they're all over the place. On Tom Brady on the game. So Tom Brady can't win, really. And this first time he said, hey, man, this is the first time I've done it. They offered me a bunch of money. I took it. And he's going to work really hard to be, because that's just the way this guy is. He's going to do everything he can. I didn't think he was that bad. And so he gets set up with stuff, like they're way down, and his partner goes, well, Tom, you've been in this situation. Yeah, I have. You know, we played Atlanta and we were able. So then I hear guys ripping him for, like, beating his chest. I'm like, what do you want him to do? He's been in every kind of Super Bowl situation. What do you want Tom Brady to do? He is the greatest quarterback to ever play. He just is. I'm not saying physically. He's the greatest quarterback to ever play. If it's by numbers and championships, which is what everybody tells me, Tom Brady's the greatest to ever play, and it's by a long shot. Played till he was 45. We laughed at him, said he'd never do it. He not only played into his 40s, he won a championship in his 40s, and Tampa Bay's never won so many playoff games in their life as they did with Tom Brady as a quarterback. So now he's getting killed. Some of these articles of people about Tom Brady bringing nothing to the table, and Tom Brady arrogant. And I'm like, what do you want Tom Brady to say? He's done it all. He's come from way behind against Atlanta, right? He destroyed that city for about how many years, Woody? That city had that hangover from that. I mean, they never got over that. They were up by a zillion points. But I don't know what – did you think Tom Brady was that bad, Woody?
No, not at all. I think he's been fine through this whole thing. Like, he's just not the biggest personality in the world, right? I think to begin with. That's just kind of how he is. But, yeah, man, he's fine. I just think people look for anything to complain about. The game sucked. And to be quite honest, everything about the game sucked.
So
I thought the halftime show was terrible. I thought the commercials weren't great. The whole thing just stunk.
All right.
And so like, people are going to pile on. I'm not a huge fan of the play-by-play guy. I don't even remember his name. The guy that's on the Fox number one team now.
But what are those guys supposed to do in a game that bad? I can tell you, when you have a bad game.
I don't think Brady was bad, but I just think, again, the whole product, the overall thing just stunk. I saw people complaining about the score bug that they had on the bottom of the screen. Like, people complain about anything. But the bottom line is, when the game is bad, everything's bad.
Right.
And that game was maybe the worst Super Bowl ever.
When you, game it's 24-0.
The game was over in the first quarter.
24-0 at the half, and Tom Brady's going, hey, man, what's our mindset need to be, Tom? You kind of been in this situation, yeah? And so he's talking about it, you know, and things that they did and, you know, and changing things. And I'm thinking he has been in every kind of Super Bowl, except I don't think they've ever had their ass kicked in a Super Bowl.
It was 28-3.
No, but they came back.
They did come back and win.
Came back,
yes,
and
yes.
Win. I'm talking about they didn't get they
but
didn't
that's
get
why, like,
out.
You know, again, like, you stick watching that game because you think eventually the Chiefs are going to figure it out. They're going to come back. They're going to make this a game. And then the third quarter starts and starts to get, you know, midway through the third. And it's like, this isn't happening, is it? And you turn it off. There's nothing left to watch at that point.
It's just, it's incredible that somehow I listen to people on the officiating of the game, which had nothing to do with
it. It was bad. But it was, Joe, so, but everything was bad. By the way, this guy's right. Greg Olsen is much better than Brady.
Greg Olsen's great.
No question. Greg Olsen is a significantly better analyst than Brady. He's got a better personality. He feels more comfortable doing it. You know, at least from listening to him, it sounds more comfortable.
Okay, so Brady, I don't.
Brady's an owner of a team.
I don't. So, I don't disagree with any of that stuff. I like Olsen. I think he's great. That guy's a natural at it, and he's really good. But can I just say something? He's not Tom Brady.
No,
there's a reason that Fox
resume.
Had Tom Brady before everything. They almost had Tom Brady singing the national anthem. They had him all the things. There's the commissioner next to him and everybody else. He's walking out. And they're doing all these great pieces here. Tom's in the middle of all of them. Strahan was in a lot of it too. But there's just a difference. And they're hoping that he can be as good as Olsen someday. Listen, ain't no question how good he is. There is no question. But Tom Brady is still Tom Brady, and that's why they've got him out there. And this commissioner is absolutely turned his face and said, we can't have enough Tom Brady in our game. As the owner, gonna pick players, gonna pick the quarterback for the Raiders. Going to be doing games on Fox with the number one team. By the way, you think something's wrong with Tom's personality?
No, that's how he's always been.
I mean, not like...
He's not... Again, if the game was great, if this was an all-time great game, no one's sitting here talking about Tom Brady. There was nothing to discuss from that game.
Right.
It's like, oh, the Eagles have a great line on both sides. You know, there's nothing to discuss from that game.
No, it was an ass whooping.
There was no storylines, no controversies. There was nothing.
I was just going to say, if you got a problem, your problem should be Kansas City didn't play very well.
But you know what? When the game is that bad and you're not interested in the game, the commercials suck, the halftime sucks, it all sucks.
All right.
It was a bad Super Bowl.
Jeez.
The Chiefs and Bills should be the only ones that get to play. They should play in the Super Bowl.
Who's that?
The Chiefs and Bills.
Great. Well,
the other side shouldn't even get a chance.
Nobody should get a chance.
Nope.
On the other side. All right.
Maybe the Chiefs thought that was the Super Bowl. And they just didn't show up
for
this
one. We just made
it.
Hey, we watched them. We got no shot to beat this team we're playing, but we're in it again. Heck, that's feeling like the Miami Dolphins again right there. Hey, I got to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida this morning. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Man, there is no controversy here. When you start looking at the sports medicine program they have put together, it is like an all-star lineup of great doctors and great facilities for you and me and everybody else when we have an injury to go see and see quickly and see the best. And I got to tell you, Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program is a top 50 sports program in the country. And I always start with, people ask me, where do the pros go? I go, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. We got the Miami Open. You'll see the doctors out there run around. A lot of them play tennis. But I got to tell you, man, they're good. And the specialists they have brought into the group, it just gets bigger and better. For any kind of knee injury you've had, shoulder, foot and ankle specialist, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors, and Achilles. The old Achilles is really taking off for some reason, man. A lot of injuries there, but we got great facilities for you, for everybody in Dade and Broward County. Not just Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables. Sure, that's been around. It's legendary down there, but it's also about at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility. Got a beautiful place out there that just opened in the last year. And 595 and Pine Island Implantation, so easy to get to right off of 595. Man, you cannot go wrong. And the pineapple is alive and well lit up at night, too. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day for all of us. Get us back out playing the sports we all love the most.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, before we get back to the show, we have a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app, log in or register for an account, and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour. For your entry, you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. For your chance to win, just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th. To the 22nd of 2025, when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. That's like the dream guy's trip, by the way.
Yes, it is.
That weekend in Vegas?
That'd be hard to beat right there. No, you're absolutely right.
But you said you'd bring your wife, so... You already broke the guy code.
I don't know if my wife would go on that one
to watch the tournament.
No, just I don't think she's a.
Well, you tell her that part of it was mandatory.
I don't think she's a big Vegas person. I think I've hit her with this before, and I like Vegas.
Everyone likes Vegas.
Vegas is but you know, some of the fun things to do. I don't know about going to all the shows.
I know you hate shows. I know.
Not big on certain shows. Concerts be fine, but the...
We get you in the Sphere?
Yeah. I'd like there. To see that. See, and I'd like to see that.
Your guy John Mayer plays with that...
I know. Why is he my guy?
Because you're always...
Why is John
Mayer
my guy?
Because you're always walking around singing his crap.
I love how you always just throw this out.
I just know who you sing. I don't know about your playlist, but I listen to you around the building. I know what you like to sing. And you do your best.
You're so bad. Hey, Kyle Krabs is going to join us. Kyle, yesterday, man, he came out with the Finns' 13th pick that he'd like to see, and he thinks could happen. Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, who's really good. Don't get me wrong, really, really good. 104 catches, over 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. Saw him in the playoffs, and he is really good. He good blocking, catching, the whole deal. He is, and it's a obviously very talented tight end class. We've talked about that, including a couple of guys from down here that are really good, going to get drafted up there pretty high as well. But, man, I don't know, Kyle. We got a lot of needs, man. Let's not lose focus here. I got to get him focused back in like big guys. See the Eagles? Big guys. Line of scrimmage. Both sides. I don't know if our offensive line will ever look at that thing that the Eagles have. How about the Eagles lose a Hall of Fame center in Kelsey? And they don't miss a beat. I mean, that thing, along with a great running back, obviously, who, you know, what a pickup. What a pickup for Saquon Barkley. How good was that? And change their coordinators. No, their story's, it's a great story, the whole thing. Vic Fangio leaves the Dolphins, goes there. They're 26 defense, struggling. All kinds of controversy. That thing fell apart. What'd they go? They go 10-1.
Yeah, and they lost like the rest of the way.
And they just
it's a great story for them. It's a typical story for us, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, and
we've had too many of those.
Vic Fangio's defense in the playoffs had 13 takeaways, including 3 in the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't it be nice to be right on one of these things? Like the guy goes to another team and he's terrible, and the Dolphins could look back and like, we made the right decision. Now you got to watch the guy go be the best coordinator in the sport.
I got it.
Pitch damn near a shutout in the Super Bowl, and you're sitting here like, oh, boy, we did it again.
So the part that bothers you is, you know.
The part that bothers you is they – remember how hard they went after that guy?
Yes.
And how much they paid him? I mean, Ross opens up the checkbook for this guy again.
You remember the delay?
Because he's the best at what he does, apparently.
Remember the delay, too?
Yeah.
And the delay was thought that Denver was trying to jump in there.
Never seen that for a coordinator before.
And they're going, hey, you made a commit. When you coming? And go, uh-oh, this thing's taking a while. And come to find out, Denver Broncos were working hard on him. The thing that the Dolphins had going for him was he had been fired as a head coach there. And I'm guessing was in no hurry to go back there and be a defensive coordinator after what he'd been through. Sean Payton really liked him, and they apparently had a good friends, and Sean Payton's been around the league for a long time. But he goes, Vic Fangio's story's a great story, man. He goes, gets those guys, gets a couple of rookies, a first and a second round, puts them in the lineup, get a couple of free agents, get a special teams guy that played a middle linebacker position and has an all-pro year, and he gets guys playing their best, and it's just an unbelievable story. You don't hear about any whining. You don't hear about anybody upset that they can't play the way they want to play or their style or it doesn't work. And, you know, Vic's about football. And I think he kind of makes it clear from what I understand, like, here, hey, man, I'm not here to talk about my personal life or your personal life. All I want to do is play football, and I know how to get the most out of you guys and put this defense together where you guys can have great success. And it worked in Philly. Didn't work here. Worked in Philly. And obviously, they had a lot of talent. A lot of talent. You know, it's funny. And I'm really curious with this recent stuff and the apology from Tyreek Hill, which was great. It's all me. You know, I made some mistakes. Great, great. We played it yesterday, the whole thing. I am really curious to see. And the way it ended, and Mike talked about guys late. We had guys late, and we can't have it. It's disrespectful. I don't know how, if you've been allowing it to go and just finding guys, can you change in year four if you're Mike McDaniel, change the way you are with discipline and even looking at some of your policies with, you know, a lot of this goes back to Tyreek Hill. I mean, it's hard to talk about some of the other guys, but a lot of this, and it's going to be interesting. Mike had to have the come to Jesus meeting with Tyreek Hill and talk about what happened in the fourth quarter, things that you've said as a captain, and all those things. And Chris Greer had to have a meeting with him, and Mike had a meeting with him. And so now last day of the Super Bowl on a Friday, he wants to go and get the word out on everything that's out there and being said about him and you know, what just recently happened with a woman. And so he's, you know, kind of saying all these things. I'm just curious to see how Mike handles a guy that's obviously been doing the same things. He just didn't have the year last year that he had the 2 years before. And because everybody's going to be watching. All those guys that do it the right way, which is the majority of those guys, are going to be watching to see how Tyreek is treated. What happens if Tyreek is late? What happens if he leaves early? Can you change if you're the coach? Mike said, I got to change some things. I'm not saying you're going to change your makeup, and those guys play hard for him. They do play hard for him right to the end. You know, guys play hard when they're out there. Tyreek Hill thing, you know, separate issue in the fourth quarter of that game. But, you know, going forward, everybody's watching, man. Guys on the team are watching. Captains are watching. Do you let him come back? Do you let him be a captain coming back? I saw one of our writers just wrote an article about all this stuff and said, can you have him as a captain? And I don't know. That's going to be a Mike call, because Mike can control no matter how the players vote. Mike, nobody knows how the rest of those guys vote. Mike can put him in or out, and nobody would ever know. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Plenty of stuff, including Kyle Crabb's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk to him a little bit about free agency and draft, and going forward with Tyreek Hill, all this stuff. Kyle, man, Kyle's doing great, working with 33rd team as well, with Tannenbaum and that group, as well as all the other stuff that he's doing right now. Kyle's doing all right for himself. Ron Rothstein going to join us at 9 o'clock as well. And right now I want to talk to you about a couple guys that I really think a lot of. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish when you show up and shake their hand and sit down with them. And they go, let's go to work. We're giving you our 30-plus years of experience each. Let's go. Let's get it done. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results. Small enough just to call you back. To call you back, even on a weekend, to call you back. By the way, in the big picture of things, if you have been injured and you went with another law firm, there's a lot of them out there. They've got great TV commercials, some nice radio commercials. But you feel like you got the big handoff after you met them when you showed up for your big meeting with them, and they gave you to another attorney, and they're handling your case. You find out they're handling three or four cases, and you don't feel like a priority. I can tell you this, you're always going to be a priority with Harvey and Gary. Always. You don't have to worry about that. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, find out what people are saying about these partners, man. They are good. Always going to pick up the phone and talk to you, go over your case, keep you updated on your case so you know what's going on. That's CohenandJudah.com. You can find out more or go to 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, did you see this? Excuse me. The panel has ruled, the judge panel, that Alex Rodriguez is going to get his team here, Joe. He's going to get the Timberwolves, and he's going to get the Lynx. Remember, they had an agreement with the owner.
Then he found out his team was worth another billion
or two
more.
Yeah, he sold it way, way under market value.
So did they get the price they had from before, or did they have to make up the difference?
So the guy who they're going against is Glenn Taylor. Says the arbitrators determined Taylor had violated terms of the sales agreement when he announced last March that Lauren Rodriguez had missed a deadline for a $600 million payment. That would have secured an 80% majority control of the teams. Taylor agreed to sell to Lauren Rodriguez in 2021 for $1.5
billion,
with the purchase coming in three steps.
Oh, man.
That's brutal, man. In 2023, just to give you an idea here, Joe, in 2023, the Suns sold for $4 billion. In 2024, the Mavs sold for $3.5 billion. And then closer in market size to the Wolves of Charlotte Hornets, sold in 2023 for $3 billion.
Oh, my God.
And a co-controlling share of the Milwaukee Bucks sold for 2023 for a $3.5 billion valuation.
So you figure they're worth at least three, right?
It says Taylor has twice put the Wolves up for sale, only to change his mind and withdraw them from the market.
Oh.
Whoops.
Anyway, good for A-Rod, man. A-Rod's going to own himself a basketball team. That's all.
What a world, huh?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what a world.
Stuck with it, win in arbitration, and off and running.
Now, does he Jeter them? Does he put up like a decent amount of money, or does he Jeter them and put up like 20 grand?
Well, I'm guessing A-Rod does have money. He's got plenty of money. He's actually been a really good business guy. But I'm guessing a lot of it has to do his partner, right? Partner probably big part of this too. But listen, A-Rod's huge sports fan, and good for him, man. Get a chance to own a team.
So he just needs A-Rod to look cool?
No, A-Rod's, listen. Oh, hell no. A-Rod's going to want to be involved in that thing. Yeah, he's going to be involved.
Make player personnel decisions?
Not that. No.
All right. We had Luka Doncic made his debut last night for the Lakers, Joe. If you noticed, if you watched the game, they had a shirt on every one of the seats last night. It was a giveaway shirt, little number 77, like kind of a fake jersey T-shirt.
Yeah.
Those jerseys, or those T-shirts, not even jerseys, can be found today, Joe, on eBay.
Don't tell me $50. No, $100.
You're looking at about $100 a pop.
Wow.
If you want the free giveaway shirt from Luka's debut.
You know, I don't know why I thought of this. When you said that, remember the big three got together and they had him up there in front at the arena? Not one, not two, not three. Eric Reed was up there with him. Remember that whole thing?
I know. That was fun.
Those posters were nice, man. People were going around grabbing them. And
claim to have some of them? Still waiting on mine to come in.
I thought I gave you one.
No, you said you were going to, but you never did.
God, you're a bitch. You had to do
I'm
that.
Just saying.
No, you just you act like I don't give you stuff. I do. I bring you in
I'm
stuff.
Hoping for some of your Marlins memorabilia.
You can have some of it, except some of my favorite guys.
I'm not
giving up the Conine and the lighter stuff, you know, some of those.
Well,
guys.
The Marlins are going to have a Hall of Fame. Did you see that?
I did. That's great.
Yeah. That is nice.
Charles
see,
Johnson.
You're doing things the right way. You got to embrace them.
They had some good guys, man. They had some turds on that team, but they had some good guys, man. Good guys.
They may not win a lot of games, but they're doing things the right way.
I was a Josh Beckett. I love Josh Beckett. Tough,
arrogant. Yeah, a lot of people do.
I'm going to get your ass out.
He won the damn World Series for us in New York.
One of the great. How about that? Pitched on short notice, right?
It's tremendous. That was one of the most likable teams of all time.
And went out and pitched
a complete-ass
game at Yankee Stadium. Are you kidding me?
That was a fun, fun team. Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since that.
Everything. Will you stop?
Anyway, by the way, Doncic.
You're a real
Doncic,
downer.
Who was drafted. He was drafted in 2018 by the Mavericks, has been among the most collected NBA players in the world for years. His sales volume for his card index on Card Ladder averages more than $15,000 per day over the last 3 months, recording four individual sales of $1 million or more, including a $4.6 million sale in March 2021. But he's fat, so. Apparently.
You know, you asked me, we had this conversation about 3 or 4 months ago. When you make moves, or you don't make moves, and you know your fan base wants something, or doesn't want something, you think they took into consideration?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I asked you that with the Chris Greer thing, yeah. I mean, when you're outside the stadium, like...
He's not fat! Bring him back! He's not fat! Bring him back!
That's all you
He's
need when you get that one.
Bring him back!
He's not fat! Bring him back! That's right
He's
there.
Every time I hear that, I just picture you in the middle of that crowd. You're the ruler of like who's fat and who's not.
You know what would have been funny? If Luka goes, all right, before I play this first game, bring the scales out. And he'd been there, right, and had his shirt off, and he goes, 230, not 260.
All right, two more quickies here for you. The first one, we didn't get to this yesterday, but Randy Moss returning to ESPN's NFL Countdown.
That was good stuff.
That was very cool to see.
Yeah.
Very, very cool to see you there. Good guy, Randy Moss. So I just wanted to mention that. And our final one here today, Joe. We currently are underway with the dog show, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. This is the second oldest continuously held sporting event in the United States.
Okay.
So it's a very big sporting event.
Yeah. Do you watch?
I actually do like
Don't
I do enjoy the dog
show. You don't watch it. You just lie. You're playing to the crowd right now.
I like
you
the comments. You got to admit the announcers are kind of funny.
That.
Oh, it's a beautiful bitch. Like when they, you know, when they bring the dogs in because they call them that.
They call the dog a beautiful bitch?
They call them bitches, yeah, because that's what a girl dog is called.
Next thing you're going to tell me, they call them bitches and hoes. Here comes the bitches and hoes now.
I don't know what they call the guide dogs. The hound group. Bourbon, the Whippet, won the...
Hound group?
The Whippet won the dog group. Apparently that's a type of dog. In the toy group, Comet the Shih Tzu won that one. In the non-sporting group, Neil. People named their dog Neil. The Bichon Frise won the non-sporting group. That must be a French dog of sorts. And in the herding group, Mercedes the German Shepherd won. So we'll check back, by the way, in a day or so. We'll get you best in show when they wrap this thing. But
you're going to tell me that you have sat down and watched that dog show?
I have. I have
you
watched
the dog show.
You are so
full of crap. You are so full of crap.
You don't watch the dog show ever?
No.
Usually the dog show comes on after the Thanksgiving parade. They also have a dog show. I think it's Thanksgiving.
He just
we like the dog show.
Just lied to everybody. I
think it's nice how they train them to run around in
that
circle.
You watch the dogs.
And then they have people judge them on God knows what. They're grabbing at them and I don't know what they're judging.
Okay.
But they're...
Next thing I know, you're going to tell me you and Leon decided to go. They had a dog show down here and you had to go.
I believe they hold this event at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
The world's most famous arena.
Are you done now? That was just
a blatant
lie. I
think you don't know
lie.
About the dog show, the second oldest sporting event in our country.
That's not a sport. That's not a sport.
Okay.
That's not a sport.
I just relay the news, man.
Dogs racing at the Hollywood track. That's a Hollywood dog track.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, they used to. That was a sport. 3-5-1, trifecta. All right, hey, listen, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Never too early in the morning. Talk about the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. Loaded. Interior with convenient driver tech, dynamic eye-catching exterior. You got a SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. It's got all of it for you, man. The new 2025's coming into your South Florida Chevy dealers like a 2025 Traverse. Boy, again, spacious and comfortable. Let's start with that. Even though it's a midsize SUV, all the space you and your family need, plenty of room for the cargo. It's turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Also gets better performance, man, and efficiency than the previous generation V6. So let's get right to the Silverado trucks, man. I always tell everybody the strong, durable Silverado trucks with four different engines you can get. Just really comes down to how much power do you need for work, pleasure, and everything else, because they've got a truck, a Silverado truck, perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you work 6-7 days a week, that's how you make a living, and you need a strong, durable Silverado truck, they make it for you, man. It's almost like they've custom-made a truck just for your lifestyle. The reason it's our number one seller, your South Florida Chevy dealer's got everything you need for an outstanding offer. Stop by 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love today. That test drive will do it all for you at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.